Take it away.
Now, for those not familiar with what's about to happen, you're now entering a parallel universe. The following content does not represent the opinion of Frontier Developments, and any resemblance of people on the stage to employees of said company is purely coincidental. There's nothing wrong with your brain. Do not attempt to adjust your perception. We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. If we wish to make it softer, we will tune it to a whisper. We will control the horizontal. We will control the vertical. We can roll the image, make it flutter. We can change the focus to a soft blur or sharpen it to crystal clarity. For the next hour, sit quietly, and we will control all that you see and hear. We repeat, there is nothing wrong with your brain. You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to the Hutton Orbital Truckers. Doesn't count according if you just hand it to me the last second. Somewhere above aboard a fleet carrier, somewhere in space, three tired commanders are heading for the bar.
Good to see you guys. Heading for a drink?
After the day I've had, you bet.
Right, what have you been up to, mate?
Well, don't tell anyone, but I've been doing a few heists, daylight robbery, that sort of thing.
Cool. I've just come back from Colonia, been out there exploring. The Dysonator's never seen so much action. Even found some bacteria.
Give over. Don't believe it exists. I just get space loofahs and plants growing in suggestive shapes.
Mate, you've probably stepped in something without knowing it.
That's true. Anyway, what's up with him?
My prediction.
You don't mean...
Yeah.
You okay, mate?
Nah, I'm not okay. It was horrible.
What happened, mate?
I was just jumping back from a system and blam, strange noises. There, I saw it.
What? Thargoids?
Thargoids.
You did escape though, right?
Not really. They didn't like what I was carrying. Next thing I know, I was surrounded by those little things they shoot out.
What, the duckers?
Hey, language. Oh, sorry, yeah, them. I thought they were Tharglets.
That sounds too soft, mate. I think it's duckers.
Then my ship shuts down. Next thing you know, skateboard time.
That's nasty.
That wasn't the end of it. Green goo everywhere. Green smoke, strange noises. And I was sucked up into this mothership.
Oh, that doesn't bear thinking about.
Then there was probing.
Oh, man. That's really nasty.
I took my pink plushie. I took my PlayStation controller. It said its name was Sally and I'd stolen them both. They even took my anime.
Oh, mate, that's just wrong. Let's get you a drink. Barman, excuse me, barman.
Afternoon, gentlemen. What can I get you?
Can we get 2 pints of conga ale and a Centauri Mega Gin sling for our friend here?
Oh, I'm sorry, we don't sell drinks here.
I beg your pardon?
We don't sell drinks here.
Well, what's that in the fridge there?
What fridge?
And the draft taps?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, what kind of bar is this then if you don't sell drinks?
Well, I've got some nice settlement defence plans if you want them.
Rubbish. They don't exist.
Actually, you're right. How about a nice cat video? I've got lots of cat videos.
What about cocktails? You must have cocktails.
I've got cocktail recipes if you want them.
Guys, this isn't how it works. This isn't a barman. This is a pirate barman.
What's the difference?
Booty banter. Look, mate, I've got some carbon fiber plating.
Ah, a nice bit of shine, to be sure.
And a tube. of paralytic catalyst.
Or even better, here's another.
And a cat video for you.
Is it the one with the cat? Is it the one where the cat shoves its owner out the airlock?
Yep.
One cocktail coming right up.
Can I get a total run with that?
Sorry, sir, we don't sell drinks here.
You're weird.
Look, you've heard the carrier's commander's got a drink cabinet in his ready room. Anyone got an e-breach kit?
No, but I do have more of these cat videos.
We'll bribe the security guard.
Thank goodness they're gone. Computer.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
If we're going to get this mission done, I need to get rid of these three.
For the sake of the ship and your safety, we should suck the atmosphere out of there and allow nature to take its course. They wouldn't suffer. It would be quick, almost painless. I'd recommend saving at least one of them. The canary.
The canary?
I'm just kidding.
Oh, you think we should just flush them out into space?
Are you aware of what happens to the human body once exposed to absolute zero?
Well, it's not exactly cricket, is it?
Thargoids? Thargoids. What are these rumors of a race, an alien race of insectoids? Are they alive? Long dead, friendly, or otherwise? Maybe these Thargoids are sleeping assassins, laying in wait. Whatever they are, we should make it our business to find them. They could be out there right now.
You're obsessed. I mean, those other two. Go to sleep. I'm listening.
Take your time.
Evening. Not seen you in ages.
Sorry. I've been busy.
Inventing again?
Oh, yes. Brought the latest gear with me.
Some glasses.
Oh, these aren't just any glasses. They're combat glasses for when I'm on a planet.
Ah, tactical head-up displays, auto-targeting.
Even better. But let me see what's right in front of me when I'm walking about.
Forgive me for asking, but using your eyes tends to do just fine. How are these different?
Ah, they're virtual. Shows me everything around me in VR.
You do know you could just turn your head and look, don't you?
Let me show you. See? Glorious.
That's just a flat picture.
No, look, it changes when I move my head.
It's still a flat picture.
But look at it. It's stunning.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not denying it's a wonderful picture, but I'm not sure why you would want it.
It's for when I'm wearing my VR glasses.
Well, given that you've got no depth perception from that photograph, how do you shoot?
Easy. Like this. Bang.
Arr! I've been shot!
Okay, so I've not quite worked out the targeting, but...
No, I'm sure you'll get there. Look, the guy's bleeding all over the place, and it's zero-G, so it's quite a mess. We'd better leave.
Hang on, let me turn my glasses back on.
Can't believe he shot me. Right, computer, it's time for Hot Noble Live. Whilst I'm looking, I'll snaffle one of those mugs.
The Hutton Orbital Mug. The perfect disguise for bourbon, right?
That's made my day.
It's made my day.
Accomplished. Thank you very much.
Nice.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, it is traditional on the show, before we move to the next bit, and we have to swab it all down because everybody's been a bit hot, to award prizes to those who have not done one of these radio shows with us before. Hands up, who hasn't got a Hutton Orbital radio mug?
Mug!
Your radio
mug!
the thing I've got.
Right, one, two, three, four. We will be five.
Oh, you've got a radio mug.
Right,
got a
so we will be sending you your very own Hutnell with radio mugs as a thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having us.
William Shatner, also known as Orion. There we go. Oh, which you didn't know.
I didn't know that. That's amazing.
That was a special treat. That's right, we have one more treat. Come on, chicks. Come on, chicks. Sally? Come here.
Sally's woken up.
Quick, no, you've got to. We wouldn't dream of making Sally come.
No.
There's a special treat just for Sally.
Oh.
For wrangling these guys.
Is it a Thargoid?
Onto the stage.
What we got?
What's happening?
Oh. Oh, wow, okay.
You don't have to come up, you can just accept it and kick him in the watsits and put it there. There we go.
Yeah, take it on video.
And guys, if you want, and we will swap seats while Sally's doing the thing, that'd be awesome. Thank you so much. Pink mug! Ready? Are we ready? Go on, Flossie!
The unique pink Hutton Orbital mug.
Honestly!
Oh, you
picture!
It's perfect!
But it was
so obvious.
I've never seen anything so good.
That's not across, are you?
No, it's fine now.
Right, can we move the mouse?
No seams in this show at all.
Oh. Yeah.
Maestro, are we ready? We're ready. Maestro, tune.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the newly resurrected, long-missed Hutton Live from Lavecon. For the next bit, I will be your host, Rudolf Hucker, and I'm joined here on stage by the ever-so-shy and retiring Harry Balzac in his swan song for the live show.
Well, I'm G-Bob Happy. I'm looking forward to putting my feet up every Thursday and listening to you lot, inserting as many seams as you can into a single radio show. But for today, I'm still here and sitting next to the ever-so-excited Wilma Fingerdoo.
I'm all the way over here. Oh. This is so cool! I get to see people. We never see people in the radio station.
Well, except for the Green Room Week.
Littlebreaker and Aidan don't count.
I am so sorry, guys. I really am. You do count. But yeah, it's nice to see everyone. And that was Norma Snockers and Juan Kerr. And I'm the apology officer.
And these are the news headlines. It's official. Planet Earth has melted.
Techno-necromancy gone mad? It's alive!
Going for gut. Silver.
Older and Eddie Lee Wiser.
Missing in action.
Are we in the presence of the future, man?
Global warming has long been a hot topic over on old Earth, but recent reports are that it's got completely out of hand. Orbiting space satellites watching a certain small island somewhere in northern Europe have reported that not only has it got a little bit crispy around the edges, the middle's gone soggy, things have melted, and the big needle on the temperature has most definitely gone into the red. There are reports that the residents of North Britain spontaneously combusted. Reservoirs have boiled, tarmac has turned to marmite, and this morning, Milton Keynes actually caught fire. Visiting night shift commanders, some of them from Texas, are, as usual, measuring their temperatures in strange numbers, but reassuring everyone that this is mild for this time of year. Hutton's recommendation for situations such as this is to never engage silent running. Make sure you've got heat sinks aplenty, and of course, a decent glass of Centauri Mega Gin on hand, in a mug. It worked. I've even written you do that in the script.
Techno-Necronomicon. Not to be confused with the Techno-Comicon, which is a cyberpunk cosplay event. The must-read religious text for a reclusive sect of resurrectionists, soldering iron-wielding, wide-eyed scientists and engineers. Written in tongues, strange symbols and code, is the how-to guide for keeping archaic technology running. Their annual pilgrimage to Lave Station happened to coincide with this year's event, and the bereaved mysterious figures performed their ancient and much appreciated rites over the non-functioning silicon derelicts. With hieroglyphs and in a rapid tap-tap-tapping at the rubber keys, the head techro-necromancer, Mr. Usher, proceeded to thoroughly unbadger the computers that control Hutton Orbital. It transpires that some oaf, who shall remain nameless, was presented with the magic question, "Would you like an update now?" To which we all know the answer is no, especially not before a Hutton Live at LaveCon. However, the fat-fingered oaf started a chain of events that took the docking lifts offline. Backflushed Cubicle 3, ejected the ship's cat, set off most of the sprinkler systems, which in zero-G is quite the most extraordinary sight, and probably massively ineffective, and caused sparks to shoot out the coffee machine. Hutton thanks go out to the maestro of all things digital, and a few that are analog, for saving the station from sure destruction, doom, and plummeting fiery death low below Eden's orbit.
With just 1 week to go, we are almost at the end of the current squadron competition phase and the end of Going for Gold 3, Hutton's current squadron exploration event. In a much better week for Carto data submissions, Hutton sailed from last week's sixth position in a late run on the inside rail, leaving the field standing and nosing ahead into first place, with over 12 billion points for 24 hours, until a temporarily shocked winged Hussars. Yeah, I see you out there.
Ooh.
Winged Hussars noticed that they had their lead stolen and hurriedly rummaged down their crash couches for more Carto data to regain the lead. The last time the news team dared look at the leaderboard, they were a good 1.5 billion points ahead of Hutton. Their gold trophy assured.
Ooh.
Or is it? Mwah. 66 truckers have contributed data to the overall effort, with many more still out there yet to make their mark. If you want to see what's going on, go to the Going for Gold 3 events page at hot.forthemug.com/goingforgold. Montgomery Python had held the top spot for 3 weeks with just over 3 billion credits, until Wednesday, when Commander Waller 81 dropped an impressive 3.4 billion credits, narrowly edging Monty into second. However, Waller 81's top spot was to be short-lived, as on Thursday morning, Commander Chips dropped 34 billion credits. Is that a typo? Shouldn't that be 3.4 billion? No? Really? Come on, who writes this rubbish? 34 billion credits? That's ridiculous. Anyway, yeah. Guthwine is the fourth commander to step over the billion credit threshold, with Mia Harkness, Happy Moon Monkey, and Bam on the cusp. It isn't too late if you want to take part, but if you do, you've left it a bit late. All you have to do is have the Hutton Helper running, download it from hot.forthemug.com. You need to be in the Hutton Squadron, that's as in H-U-T-T, and you need to sell your cartographic exploration data before 7 a.m. on Thursday, 21st of July. Yes, this Thursday. You have 4 more days to get out there and get busy scanning.
only are we celebrating being alive and live at Lave this year, but special celebrations have been planned later this evening for one of the biggest celebrities to be found around Lave stations. Yes, Eddie Lee Wise, Tailor of the Stars, Out Amongst the Stars, is 1 year older and is celebrating with an entirely new range of clothing for the older gentleman. Gone are the clothing lines from his youth, the flared trousers, the shirt unbuttoned in his navel, and the platform shoes, and in are reinforced gussets, deep pockets, and elasticated waistbands. The clothing range comes complete with built-in massage waistbands for soothing away the aches and pains of bending over all day, extra padded knees, and of course, a built-in REM lock, just in case he forgets which corridor he's on and takes an unexpected excursion outside whilst looking for cubicle 3. It was a handy Where the Heck Am I feature, whereby using a handy mobile communicator installed application, it will pinpoint where you are, tell you why you are there, and remind you that you did indeed shut the front door with the keys on the inside, and now you need to call for a locksmith. When asked for comment, Eddie, never want to miss an advertising opportunity, said,
"I've been celebrating with my husband Ken and my wife Barbs, plus my sons and daughters, and we've had far too much cake. Hence the elasticated waistband in our new clothing range. Comfort only from Eddie Lee Wise and Sons, plus my daughters."
Happy birthday.
About this time in the evening, we look out into the crowd, looking back at us. The LaveCon green room, or maybe it should be the LaveCon orange room. And we look through the list of commanders who haven't made it to LaveCon. Like Remplep, who was arrested for loitering in the docking area. Or the Mad Monks of Van Manen's Star, Messrs Girdler and Girdler, who were incarcerated for their bad habits. Then, there's the Maestro of Docking Darts, Commander Splendor, he's off being a pirate. Then there's, Ragnar, who, due to rampant inflation, airstrikes, and having something better to do than be at LaveCon, wasn't here. All of these are very thin excuses, and they don't wash with us. Of course, there's the Evenstar, he's got the mods. We had a video call with him earlier, and he looks rough. He's been using the Hut and Mug, he hasn't been using the Hut and Mug enough, and as we haven't started the Too Hot Too Messy campaign to inoculate the entire galaxy with mugs, again but more thoroughly, we're left exposed to the depredations of this terrible disease. Or Hober Mallow, who has come down with the ginger strain of mods, which means he's highly contagious. We're hoping the calamine lotion helps keep him calm. There was, of course, a sigh of relief when Jester D stated that he was staying at home this year. Not because we don't love him, because we do, but for the first time in many years, those people entering the raffle have a chance of actually going home with a little swag. Suffice to say, there are people who haven't, these are the people who haven't made it to LaveCon. Those who have, it's been great seeing you, but don't forget, next time when you decide you're washing your hair or you've been far too busy to turn up, as you've been talking, taking out the trash or painting your nails, remember, Taran got here and he travelled 4,000 miles.
And finally, for this news bulletin, we bring you news from the future. In a stunning piece of one-upmanship on the galaxy, Spider-Mind Systems have actually invented time travel. Daffyth Greenfellow of Spider-Mind has come back from the future, and not content with making his fortune in the future using a copy of the Galnet News Digest from the years 3300 to 3320 to make his fortune betting on the results of zero-G ice hockey competitions, has come up with new ways to empty everyone's pockets and leave them feeling good about it. He actually invented ice, with the kind of magical prognostication that normally fills ancient tomes and comes with dire warnings about the future, using the power of time travel, he predicted that just this very weekend, the most valuable commodity in the galaxy would be ice. Okay, so along with the rest of the Spider-Mind Systems team, they also invented the perfect little table for events LaveCon.
Not just any table. It's a table for your table. Tabletop gaming will never be the same again as your tabletop. Tabletop's your standard tabletop. And stops your standard tabletop game from being ruined by topple tipple washing over your top. Standing on cute little legs, the level up lifts the level up a little so you can place your board on board and keep the tabletop asunder for things that you don't want on the top.
It's as if they all knew exactly what an event like this needed in advance. We can't wait for their next piece of futuristic predictive premonition. But in the meantime, they made a few good books to keep us going.